Thompson. On the show today, we have the fabulous Belinda from Footprint New Zealand to chat all about National Wills Month. Welcome to Property Matters. Welcome along. It's great to be back. We're on season 5 now of Property Matters. Now remember, if you haven't tuned in before, you can listen to past episodes. We're on Spotify and pretty much anywhere that you get your podcasts. Take a listen. I've got some fabulous interviews from past shows. They're all relevant, so dive on in. And today is a repeat guest, so I think that's a gold star for you, Belinda, because we don't ask everybody back, so that's really good. And that's because we really enjoy talking to you about the importance of wills, and we have a lot of listeners who are investors, so I want to sort of unpack it. But first of all, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I'm going to ask you some questions that we touched base with last time, because for the benefit of people that didn't tune in then, tell us a little bit about you and what is your role at Footprint?
So I'm the Chief Business Officer at Footprint New Zealand. And Footprint is New Zealand's largest provider of online wills. And we are a digital platform, so we're throughout all of New Zealand and have been around since 2018. Footprint is our retail charity and advisor side of our business, and then we've got Footprint Connect, which is our employee benefits side of our business, which focuses a little bit more on digital employee benefit solutions and around financial well-being.
Okay, we'll unpack that a little bit as we go, but tell us more about you first of all. What was your sort of career journey that led you into a space dealing with wills of all things?
So I moved to New Zealand from South Africa 16 years ago and went into recruitment. I spent 6 years in recruitment before moving into financial services and started off in the insurance industry. I was a senior operations manager and had 65 indirect reports and 7 leaders under me. And that's sort of where I started my financial services journey, and it's helped me grow the role that I'm in now too, because we deal with advisors, we deal with financial service businesses, and the reason I moved is I wanted to sort of focus a little bit more on my family, have a bit of better work-life balance, and so I came across to Footprint. I've been with Footprint for the last 4 years, and I've always known the importance of financial well-being and also having a will, but coming to Footprint, I've just been able to learn so much more, and for me, I'm passionate about what we do, and I know that we're doing such a great thing in protecting New Zealanders.
So why was Footprint started? Where did you see a need for an online version of wills? Are people just not heading down? I mean, I think in my parents' day, it was probably head to the public trust was the place that you went to do this.
Yeah, so in 2014, a survey was done, and the question was asked of those that completed the survey to say how many of you would do your will online. And at the time, only 15% said yes. And by 2018, that had increased to 82%. And so it made sense that we started an online will business. And so we then, when Footprint was first created, we started in the retail side of things, offering the public online wills. And then COVID hit, and we sort of recognised we needed to shift our business a little bit. We knew that 50% of New Zealanders had a will, and of those 91% of them were retirees. And so we thought to ourselves, well, there's a gap in the employee benefits side of things, and we went down that avenue. 63% of full-time employees didn't have a will, so it made sense for us to focus on that. And with employers offering other benefits like group life insurance and most employers paying KiwiSaver, those are both assets, and so they link in really well with employers being able to help protect their employees with a will and estate planning solution too.
It's interesting that you say that around, you know, staff packages, because my day job, I spend a lot of time in recruitment. And more now, applicants are asking. So instead, they used to get to the end and you'd say, so any questions? And they used to say, can I ask what the salary range is? Straight away, their first question is, can I ask what the package includes? What are the employee benefits here in your company? And that's a bit of a shift too. So I love the fact that this can be added where the company, so I guess the company pays the fee, do they, to set it all up, and you've done some bulk deal, and yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a top focus for employers. You know, you can't always offer, or not all employers can offer an increase in salary. And so the best way for you to be able to support your employees is to be able to look at the benefits and the low cost, high value benefits that you can give them outside of just raising salaries.
Cool. So what's changed since we last caught up? What's happening in your company? It was a year ago now. So what's happened in the last year?
So we've continued to do well on our retail side. On the employee benefits side of the business, we have looked to reassess what we're offering, the package we're offering, and the pricing. And one of the things we wanted to do is have a look at employee benefits overall, which can be quite pricey, especially if you have a lot of employees. And we wanted to really recognise that financial literacy should be available to anyone. And so we've reassessed our product offering and our pricing and try to make it more accessible. On the financial advisor side, we've really boomed on that side of the business. And we, again, created a new product for advisors for them to be able to group a will with things like insurance or when they're talking to their customers about growing their families or buying a home. And a will goes hand in hand with all of those different life events. So it makes sense from an advisor perspective to work with us around that. We look to differentiate them in the market and give them a tool, I guess, that they can add value to their client interactions. And then we've also grown our charity offering, which is very exciting. So we're enabling supporters to be able to give back to charities close to their hearts. And we have a unique offering that looks to support charities with their long-term strategies and fundraising and growing bequest programs. And so our biggest definitely growth over the last year has been around charities and advisors.
So when you're saying that, that's, you know, we're able to complete our will and donate a certain amount of the will to a chosen charity of our choice, and you facilitate that.
So within our will, we give you the option to leave a gift to charity either in the gifting section, or in the remaining estate section, a percent or a part of your remaining estate to charity.
Nice. Cool. Now, speaking of charity, you donate some of your profits to charity. Why do you see this as an important aspect, or I guess a link back into your company?
So our founder is Andrew Barnes, and he also is the founder of Perpetual Guardian, which operates a foundation and also owns Give a Little. And so it's in our blood, ingrained in our blood. And giving back to charity is about leaving a legacy and making a difference in the world. And, you know, when you do your will, it's about your legacy and the story that you want to tell about your life. And so they're quite interlinked. And that's why we really wanted to go down the charity side of things and create something that would work so that the charities can continue the work that they do.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I'm impressed by that. Now, this month is National Wills Month, and you've had to wait till near the end because we've just relaunched our season. So sorry about that. But let's unpack it. We've still got a few days left in September. What exactly, well, first of all, is a will? And then what is National Wills Month? What have you covered?
So a will is a legal document that states who and how you'd like your stuff to be distributed one day when the inevitable happens. And a will really allows you to be able to tell your story. It's about those that you leave behind. And it's, although you're the one that's creating the will, it's quite a good idea to try and remove yourself from the situation and think about those that you're leaving behind. Putting a will in place supports them and helps avoid unnecessary hardship with those that are left behind, and it allows you to be able to tell the story that you want to tell.
And how does National Wills Month, is that just to really market it for one key time each year, or does it have other links?
It's an annual, so the month of September annually is National Wills Month. It's a campaign that's run throughout New Zealand, and it's really about just working together to try and close that wills gap. And so we've had a fantastic month so far.
Good.
Which is really exciting. And so we have had our best month. I mean, we've got a week left still to go, but we've had our best month in history, which is exciting for us to be, as I say, playing a part in closing that wills gap. And we expect that we'll finish the month off in a really, really great place.
Brilliant. What things can you put in a will, or what does a will cover? What are all the sort of different topics that we need to think about?
There's a few things that a will can cover off, and I guess the key one for me is the executor. The executor is the person that sees out the requests to a T, so they're financially, legally liable to make sure that it's been done correctly, and they play quite a key role in it. So it's important to choose the right person or company that you want to carry out that role. You've then got the guardianship, which is who would you like to look after, your children or your pets? We can't forget the fur babies.
Yeah.
And then we've got the ability to leave some funeral wishes, gifts of significance, which is where you may want to pass on something valuable that you have to someone specific, or you may want to leave a gift to charity. And then the remaining estate. Who do you want to get the remaining estate once all of those things have been paid out and your debts paid off?
And it just takes the arguments away, doesn't it? I mean, we've all watched the TV shows, we've all watched the American reality shows, you know, and it just removes all of that because it is your wishes.
100%, yeah. Yes.
You mentioned the executor, and I remember us chatting last time, the importance of choosing somebody who you think's going to be around for the time to be your executor, or remembering to update your will if that person passes or no longer has sort of the mental capacity to do it. Because you do have to remember that, who you've put.
Yes, you do. And also, are they the right person for the role? Because it's a lot of admin, and if they're not very good at that admin task, then, you know, are they the right person to be doing it?
And you mentioned a company. So if someone's listening and thinks, actually, there's nobody in my world that I want to do that, you can nominate a specific company to look after this for you. Do you have those options in your package?
Yes. In our World Builder, you have the option to select someone that you would like, family or friend, or you can select a trustee company like Perpetual Guardian, for example, or you could select a lawyer, you could select anyone that you want that you feel is right for the position.
Bearing in mind, I guess, if you select a lawyer, etc., their fees are going to come off as well. Yeah, so a family member is going to be the cheaper option.
Although with the, yes, 100%, but then with the risk and liability, that's something that everyone needs to weigh up and decide what's best for them.
Interesting. You mentioned the funeral wishes. I think this is so important. And my parents are both still alive, late 80s and early 90s. And we chuckle because they've made it very clear that they've got all their funeral plans. Mum's is a nice thin little folder. Dad's is a massive folder. And there's a very, very difference there. But we think it's cool as a family because we know we're going to honour what they've set out. Do you find people put a lot of detail into that when they're planning their will?
Some people do and some people don't. I think that's the section where we see a lot of people tell their stories or bring a little bit of fun.
Oh, nice.
So we see people bring through things where we've had someone ask to have an actor play the Grim Reaper.
Oh, brilliant.
At their funeral, or they say they'd like a bottle of bourbon and everyone must take a nip or something like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Cool.
That's the section where you sort of see people bringing through their personalities.
And being online, I'm guessing you can come back in and update it. So as perhaps you have a medical event, etc., and you think, actually, now's time to put in that funeral information, you can keep updating it.
Yes. Yeah. So depending on the package you have with us, you can either purchase updates or you can come back and use your annual updates.
Have you seen all the lovely Facebook clips of the Irishman who, as they put the dirt in, the coffin starts screaming back at them. It's brilliant. It's an Irish funeral, and he's the people, that last bit where it's about to bury, and they start throwing the dirt in, and then they've got a boom box, or he'd pre-recorded his voice, and he starts in great Irish accents telling them to get the fuck off this and stop throwing dirt on me, and it's so gorgeous because everyone just cracks up laughing. It's like lovely. I remember once having a student's parent pass away and preparing some students I was teaching to go to the funeral, and none of them had been to one before, and saying, you know, this is going to be very serious and solemn, and sort of guiding them and almost counselling through what this is going to be like. Well, the funeral started and we heard this rev, rev, rev of a motor. Next minute, the coffin comes 100 miles an hour up the church on its own wheels. Because he'd known for some time he was dying, he'd pre-made his coffin and put a remote control car unit in it. So it came racing up, and they said every time Steve entered a room, he wanted to make people smile, and that's what he's done. And I looked at these students who looked at me going, this is going to be easy. So it's gorgeous, but how cool to do those things. Is there a funniest thing that you've ever known? Notice somebody's left behind for somebody that you've chuckled?
Yeah, there's been a few times that we've had a few chuckles. I'd have to think what that would be.
Or funniest request, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd have to have a think. There has been a few. I know that sometimes we do have a little giggle because people will take, you can see they're joking, the stuff that they're leaving for their friends or whatever, and you think, okay, but I'm sure there's like a friendly... Yeah. Manner to it all.
Well, I can remember applying for a mortgage once, and they said, you know, it's important that you have your will all sorted for that. And at one, and I, it was during COVID, and it was on Zoom, and I'd probably had a wine or two by 5 o'clock, and the person was so deadly serious and said, anything you want to leave anybody? And I said, oh yes, well, my Smurf collection, as a joke, straight away. And what is the value of that? I was like, no, just kidding. All right, so. Many of our listeners on this show are investors. So why do you think it's extra important to have a will if you're an investor?
It's super important if you're an investor, because your investments are assets too. And a lot of people do forget about those sort of assets. They become part of your estate. So as your investments grow, which they can grow quite quickly, so does your estate. And so once you reach $15,000 worth of assets, you cross a legal threshold that requires you to have a will if you want to say in who gets your stuff. Otherwise, New Zealand legislation steps in and the Administration Act decides how that's distributed.
Right.
And so without a will, the cost of estate administration and the time it takes for your family to see those funds increases by 50%. So bringing that all into a single document, having everything organised, will make things move a lot smoother, and it goes to the people that you want.
So again, people listening, it's also about updating it, because I know a lot of investors constantly buying, selling, etc. So it's keeping that information up to date. Again, online probably making it easier than tripping down to your lawyer each time. So important. How young is too young to have one? Like, at what age should we create our first will? You've just mentioned a figure there. Is that the case when you've got that sort of asset?
It's that as well as age. So you have to be over the age of 18 to create a will. But then it does come down to the how many assets you have, or the dollar value reaching the 15,000. A will also needs to be about, like, today's conversation, not a retirement conversation. And I think that changing that perception from it being a retirement conversation is really important. How you create your bank accounts or set up your life insurance, which are today decisions, impact your will and your estate. So it's important to be able to think about your long-term goals, your short-term goals, bring them into one place, and think about, you know, how you want that to look and be. Only 7% of 20 to 35 year olds have a will. And that's a tiny percentage, considering everyone has, well, a lot of people will have the KiwiSaver.
Yep.
And that's an asset. And so it's about thinking about protecting it, and us educating the future generations, making sure that they understand the impacts of not having one, and that anyone over the age of 18 can sort of go get one.
I loved your comment then. You said this is a now today conversation. It is the hit by the bus scenario. You know, stop thinking about, I don't need this till I'm 70. But, you know, you only have to cross the road at the wrong time, or be in a car accident, or get a major health event, and you're going to need this will. Yeah. With KiwiSaver, and feel free to say if you don't know, but what are the rules around that? Does KiwiSaver release the full amount that is there? Are there any rules around KiwiSaver going to family members, etc.? Or is it considered yours?
So the KiwiSaver is your personal asset, so it's paid out as part of your estate.
Right.
And so you can't nominate someone, I guess, to have that, to have it straight from KiwiSaver.
In the mix
gets
of
cashed
everything.
Up as cash and then paid out.
Cool. Because I know a lot of people say it's very hard to get KiwiSaver if it's not for the purpose of retirement. So, just wanted to make sure. How much does it cost to get a will? And I guess talk me through the different packages that you've got online here.
So we have three products. We've got the single will, which is our standard will and costs $100. And then you can buy updates as you go. We have two subscriptions, which is similar, I guess, to having a Netflix or an Amazon account. And those subscriptions give you additional benefits. So the Willet is $85 a year. And you get an online will and annual will update. You have the rewards program, which helps you build up rewards towards estate administration. You have Learning Lab videos where we educate you on what a will is, what an executor is in the estate administration. And then the digital vault, which allows you to store your important information in a online vault, and you can store your insurance paperwork, your mortgage paperwork,
right.
All of that type of thing in there.
Is that where you can upload a password doc so they know how to get your Facebook and stop that and all of that sort of stuff?
We don't promote keeping
passwords
in there.
Okay.
It's good to have a password manager. And then,
Put a note and say, I have...
Because
you can set now, like a lot of your social media and things, you can actually nominate someone who they'll have access once there's proof that you've passed. So I guess it's just putting some notes and instructions in there.
Yeah, and it's definitely important to think about your digital assets, right? So all of your online stuff and what you expect to happen after you pass away.
And let's face it, passwords expire every flipping 3 months these days, so it'll be out of date anyway. But I think it's important that somebody knows how to access that or actually what your wishes are.
Yeah.
And, I've got a few friends that family members have passed. Their Facebook pages are still alive. They still at birthdays. The family will post happy heavenly birthday. And then I know others who immediately have removed.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could state what you want done with that because that's your digital imprint.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's around forever if you don't make plans around it. And then we've got the notification widget, which we created because 39% of people didn't know where their parents' wills were stored. And so it's a tool that allows you to notify your loved ones that your will's with Footprint. And then we have discounts on special offers like enduring power of attorneys and trusts. And then we've got the will package, which is $120 a year. It's all the same benefits. The only difference is it doesn't have the rewards program. It's got a estate administration valued at $10,000 instead. And so the key benefits, I guess, is that you're able to do your will annually. You're able to store your stuff online. You're able to get some other special offers on enduring power of attorneys and trusts, and there's those educational videos, and they're quite key in building that education.
Mm. You mentioned the rewards program. Talk a little bit more about that one.
So, as I said, it's on the Willet. So the Willet is $85 a year. The rewards program pays you 100 rewards back each year that you a customer with Footprint and have the Willet package in place. And so you're paying $85 but getting $100 rewards back towards your estate administration.
Okay.
And so that's our preferred product. And anyone that takes out an employee benefit or anything like that, it's sort of separate, but it's on the Willet side. But our pricing that I've spoken about is retail pricing.
Brilliant. How often should we update our wills? Is it only when we have major life changes, assets purchased, or is it something we should every year go in and have a read and just check that person's still around, etc.?
So a will's definitely not a one-and-done document.
Mm.
And I think some people do the will and think they've done that adult tick done, but they forget to go back and review it. It's really important to go back and review. As I say, we give with our subscription packages a annual update, so people can go and review it and check that it is up to date. Most people probably update their wills every couple of years.
Yeah.
And it is really tied with life events. So getting married, getting divorced, having children, buying a house, all those things are life events that should prompt you to go in and check that your will's still up to date. If you're getting married and you haven't included a contemplation of marriage clause in your will, and then you get married, your will actually becomes invalid. And so if you pass away, you then pass away without a will being in place.
Wow.
So it's important to make sure that when you're having those life events, just check that everything's still up to date. Mm. And we come across people that haven't updated in 20 years.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
How long does it take to complete, and is it all online, or my understanding is there's still a part that needs to be cited by someone else, and I guess that's to prove you are who you say you are and all of that.
So our platform is really easy, and you can do your will within 15 minutes. It's a question answer platform, and it's all questions that you'll be able to answer quite easily. Our will drafters will have it back within 3 days. We say 3 days, but we're getting it back within 24 hours at the moment. So, but we do cover ourselves to say 3 days. We choose to review them. So there are other providers that will do straight through, but we choose to review them just to make sure that everything looks good. Sometimes people forget to put full legal names, things like
right,
that. So
right.
we're doing it just to do a due diligence piece on it. But it's really pretty straightforward. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. Once we've reviewed it and sent it back to you, it's then ready to be signed and witnessed. So that does still have to be printed. New Zealand hasn't allowed for online signatures, so it legally has to be printed and
who can be a witness?
Anyone can be a witness as long as they're not, we say listed in the will, so they're not a beneficiary or executor of the will. And so you don't have to go to a JP. It could be someone at your work or anything along those sort of lines, as long as they're there with you and you need two witnesses.
Has that changed since we last caught up? No? Okay, cool. That's great. And How does it get stored, and in this crazy world of data privacy and all of that, I guess there's two parts to this. How does it get stored your end, but also how does it then get activated when someone passes away?
So firstly, you've got the digital vault, so you can store it in there too, so that you've got a copy of it in there. As I mentioned with the notification widget, you tell people where your will is and that it's with Footprint. We add it to the New Zealand Will Registry as an added benefit.
Okay.
And Footprint also offers to store it in a free flood and fireproof location. And your family or your employer, if you have an employee benefit with us, will contact us to start the process and let us know that you've passed away, for example. We then would give everything in your vault, or if you've just done your will with us, your will to the executor, and they can then go through the process of starting probate and estate administration.
So when you talk about keeping it in a flood-free place, you're doing that, or you're creating a second version that's stored somewhere else?
So the original will can be sent back to us, and we then have it stored in a third party. It's not our business, but a third party flood and fireproof
Brilliant.
Location.
I've got this vision of time capsules where the wills are all sitting. Yeah, okay, cool. That's awesome. Why do you think people don't have wills? What's stopping us from doing this? Is it there's just that whole thought of I don't want to think about death?
I think that definitely plays a key role in it. I think that there's a perception of being too hard and taking too long and costing too much, and it really doesn't have to be expensive. It's not really when you look at it. And I think it's also about people being, or this stigma around talking about it. And so it's about people having the bravery to take the action. As I said earlier, make sure that you're removing yourself from the situation and thinking about those that you're leaving behind. And I guess what Footprint's try to do is make it as easy as possible, convenient as possible, and you can do it from the comfort of your house and in 15 minutes.
I do believe, yes, you're right. The stigma might be some of it, but I love that it's National Wills Month. So if you're listening, have this conversation with people in your life. Have the conversation at work. Have the conversation around the dinner table tonight. And if you're with other adults, have your parents recently updated the will? It is an important question to ask, and I guess good focus this month. You said National Wills Month has been going really well. Tell us you've got a special competition running as well.
We do. We are running a competition for anyone that submits their will with Footprint during the month of September, so you've got another week to go. Goes into a draw to win a trip for two to Queenstown, including flights, accommodation and activities. And so if you are looking to put your will in place in the next week, if you use the code WILLS2024, WILLS2024, before the payment gateway, you'll get a 25% discount.
And that's just for new Footprint customers or for those going back and updating? And
it's for existing customers as well. So anyone that submits their will during Wills Month.
Excellent. Okay. What are your top three tips or more tips? What are your top tips for writing a good will? What are the things we need to think about?
I think definitely the role of the executor, have a think who that is. It's an important role. Making sure you've got the right person there is really key. Make sure that you sign and witness it. Mm. We know that there's a lot of people that will go, I've submitted it, I've done my part. Yeah. But if you don't sign and witness it, it's not valid. So taking that step and following the process all the way through is really important. And then making sure you store it in a really safe place. Either if you're storing it at home yourself, let people know where it's stored so that it's not too safe that no one can find it. Or as I said earlier, if you send it back to us, we can store that for you. And just allow yourself to be able to tell your story, have a bit of fun with the will. It doesn't have to be doom and gloom.
Hmm. Are there key things that you should make sure you've put in that you're leaving? Like you meant, you know, bank accounts, assets, but is there, I guess, is it like family jewellery, etc.? Like how much detail should we go?
It just depends on how you're setting it up. So if you're leaving everything to the main beneficiary, then you don't need to list it all out because they'll get it anyway.
Right.
But if there's anything specific that you're wanting to gift on, like family heirlooms or that type of thing, and you're gifting it to someone different, then that's when you'll list it out. Mm. But if your will's pretty straightforward and it's just going to the main beneficiary, then you don't need to list that all out. It'll go to them anyway.
Have you ever watched the Netflix series Fisk? It's a wonderful Australian comedy, and she's a will lawyer, does a lot of people's wills. And there's a wonderful episode where the person insists she comes to the house to write the will, and she's going to get all the family round. So they all come round and they get their post-it notes, and the family have to put post-it notes on every asset in the house that they want. And then this lawyer comes, but she opens the front door and all the post-it notes just all blow and land on different things. And of course then the story continues. But yeah, the importance of just being able to list or leave it with someone you trust to sort.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I've got my my father and his wife have a stunning picture in their house that I've said that's the only thing I want out of everything, and they've written details on the back of the picture that it has to come to me.
So. Brilliant. We've got lots of business owners and managers that listen to this show, and you mentioned at the start Footprint Connect, so that whole package for companies to provide to their employees. Just sort of unpack that a little bit more so a business owner or manager listening can think, oh, this is something I might want to connect with.
Sure. So a survey conducted by the FSC this year showed that 63% of people reported that financial issues adversely affected their overall well-being. And so we know that financial issues impact productivity, and we recognised that there was a need for us to be able to help their employees build their knowledge on financial topics. And so we went out and looked at a financial well-being solution that not only spoke about financial topics, but also included wills and estate planning. And so we wanted to enable employers to be able to access financial well-being topics and wills and estate planning anywhere, anytime. And we wanted to make sure that it accounted for people that were on shift work, people that worked funny hours, or work from home, because we wanted everyone to be able to access it. If employers already had a fund or have a financial wellbeing solution in place, then they can couple it with the estate planning solution only. And so it really does work, you know, for everyone, depending on what employee benefits they've already got. A lot of companies are paying for group life insurance and are contributing towards KiwiSaver. And so they're taking that step in providing a benefit. But, you know, you can go that extra mile in providing a solution that not only protects them, the employee, but also their family. And it gives them something tangible to take away.
Are you getting a good uptake from companies on this?
We are.
Are they tending to be the bigger companies or are smaller ones looking at these sort of benefits?
We've got a mixture. So there's some smaller companies that look at it and some bigger companies. And it's the same with My Financial Footprint. We've got companies that are smaller and some that are bigger. It just depends on what works for them. It depends also on what employee benefits they've already got, because they do try and couple it up with what works for their business or what they've already got. We're finding a lot of people that provide that group life insurance see it as a no-brainer.
You've mentioned My Financial Footprint. Just unpack that a little bit more.
So My Financial Footprint is where we've integrated our Willett product with financial topics. And so we've used short, bite-sized videos and tools and resources to help close the financial literacy gap in New Zealand. When the FSC did their research, they reported that 70% of those that were surveyed worried about money daily, weekly or monthly. And so things that my financial footprint covers is things like budgeting and debt management, investing and planning for retirement, saving, different types of insurance, and explains to you what insurance is. And we've also got a wellbeing pillar, which includes our DAP framework, which is a unique to Footprint coaching framework, which is like having a digital coach supporting employees to achieve their financial goals. And so that, as I said, the idea is really around trying to make it really accessible, easy to understand, removing the legal jargon or the complex jargon, and being able to enable employees to be able to take a step and take control of their financial resilience.
That is so cool. Love it. What are your long-term goals? What's next? If we catch up at National Wills Month next year, what will you be telling me and what's the plan for the future?
So we had so much growth within New Zealand over the last 12 months. We're still looking to go global. That's definitely on our plan to do that. And we're looking at, in the next 3 to 5 years, having hyper growth and really just taking advantage of going global. We want to change perceptions of how people view intergenerational wealth and estate planning globally. And that's really what we just want to achieve.
Nice. So how can people get in touch, track you down, get the information and jump online?
We've got everything on our website, so they can visit our website at myfootprint.co.nz. Also welcome to flick us an email. We're always happy to answer any questions or do any demos. They can email us at info@myfootprint.co.nz, and we're more than happy to help or give us a call.
And if you are doing this in the month of September, then enter the code WILLS2024 for 25% off at the end of your tally up online. Yeah. Now, I do want to say we've recorded this in September, but we do replay our episodes through Christmas. So if you're listening at Christmas, still jump on, but don't enter that code. Speaking of which, coming up to the end of the year, if listeners are listening at Christmas, what's your Christmas plans? Do you get to relax?
We do. We try and close down for a couple of weeks. We still monitor things for anything urgent that comes through. I will be going over to South Africa to visit the family, which is exciting because I haven't seen them in 5 years. So it'll be good to get out and see the family there. But the team will be holding up the fort.
Nice. Do you think Footprint would eventually head into other countries?
Yeah. Definitely.
Is that a goal?
That's our goal, is to go global. So
our will rules and regulations different per country?
They are. Ooh. Which adds complexity, but that's all part of it, and can bring some excitement too.
Nice. I've got 30 seconds on the clock. What do you love most about your job?
the fact that I'm making a difference, and you know what, I can say that I have never worked in a job where I haven't felt like I've made a difference. I really think that what Footprint's doing is so important, and I know that the whole team feels like they go to work every day and know that they're doing something positive for the community. So, yeah.
That is awesome. Well, Belinda, thanks for coming on again. Good luck with the last week of National Wills Month. Head to myfootprint.co.nz for all the information. We've had Belinda on the show because we think it's so important, especially for all of our investors that listen, to make sure that you think about this. So all the best, and we'll look forward to hearing about how it goes.
Thank you so much for having me.
All good. Now, remember, you can track us down on all your favourite sites. We're on Spotify, Apple and Samsung, iHeartRadio, YouTube, you name it. We're there. Listen to some past episodes. We've got a fabulous lineup of guests like Belinda from now till Christmas. Tune in every Monday. I'll catch you next week. Travel safe. Talk to you soon.